News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Hours ahead of the mega tractor rally called by farmers protesting against the three new farm laws, Delhi's iconic signature bridge was on Monday closed by police after some tractors forcefully tried to enter the national capital from the Loni border side and allegedly broke the barricades. Mild force was used by the police in order to control the disturbance caused. Delhi police has allowed farmers to carry out a tractor rally from only three of Delhi's border points, that is Singhu, Tikri and Ghazipur. The police have made tight security arrangements and have deployed force at Shahdara in view of the huge response to the farmers' rally on January 26. Cemented blocks and cranes are also kept on standby. Only a limited number of tractors have been allowed from each border by police. The Delhi police will be on high alert, especially as it has received inputs about possible efforts attempting to disturb peace during the rally. The Delhi Traffic Police has also issued a traffic advisory for commuters that details blockades, diversions and alternative routes for them. NH9 and NH24 will remain closed from 10 p.m. today at toll near Murgamandi Ghazipur border, both sides towards Ghaziabad due to farmers' protest at UP Gate, Ghaziabad, the advisory said yesterday. The Anand Vihar Interstate Bus Terminus will also remain closed on Tuesday during the day as a precautionary measure. The farmer leaders have provided the assurance that the rally will be conducted peacefully and will not impact the official Republic Day parade and event scheduled at Rajpath on January 26. The tractor rally is scheduled to start after the conclusion of the Republic Day parade at Rajpath. It will likely begin at around 11 a.m. and will pass through the Outer Ring Road at Delhi. Out of the three rallies, the first one will start from the Singhu border and traverse through Sanjay Gandhi Transport Nagar, Bhavana, Kutabgarh, Auchandi border and Kharkhoda Toll Plaza along a 63-kilometer stretch. The second rally will kick off from the Tikri border following a 62-kilometer route passing through Nagloi, Najafgarh, Jharora border and Rohtak bypass and Asoda Toll Plaza. The third will start from Ghazipur and pass through Apsara border, Hapur Road and Lal Kuan, covering a distance of about 68 kilometers. Haryana government has issued a travel advisory for citizens, warning them against unnecessary travel towards Delhi from January 25 to 27. Vehicular movement on the national highway would be disrupted from Karnal and Rohtak towards Delhi. Mathura police on Monday claimed it has persuaded hundreds of tractor-borne farmers against proceeding to join the tractor parade in Delhi on the Republic Day and made them return home. Mathura Superintendent of Police Rural Shirish Chandra said hundreds of Delhi-bound farmers from Mat, Baldeo, Bajna, Raya and Govardhan areas of the district agreed to halt their tractor journey to the national capital and return home on long persuasion by the police. As a precautionary measure, the police force had been deployed on the Yamuna Expressway and other routes leading to Delhi, he said. He said farmers' attempts to reach the Yamuna Expressway were foiled without any untoward incident. Colonel Bikumala Santosh Babu, who led his troops against the vicious Chinese attack in Galwan Valley in eastern Ladakh in June last year, has been posthumously named for the second highest military award, Mahavir Chakra, for acts of gallantry in the presence of the enemy, according to an official announcement on Monday. 20 Indian Army personnel laid down their lives in the fierce hand-to-hand combat on June 15 in Galwan Valley, an incident that marked the most serious military conflicts between the two sides in decades. Four other soldiers, Naib Subedar Nuduram Soren, Havildar Gunner K. Palani, Nayak Deepak Singh and Sepoy Gurtej Singh, who also laid down their lives valiantly fighting the Chinese troops in the Galwan Valley clash, have been named for Veer Chakra Awards posthumously. Havildar Tejinder Singh from the 3 Medium Regiment and who was a member of the Indian Army team at Galwan Valley clash has also been named for the Veer Chakra Award. Colonel Babu, the commanding officer of the 16 Bihar Regiment, was undaunted by the violent and aggressive action and overwhelming strength of enemy soldiers, and he continued to resist their attempt to push back the Indian troops displaying true spirit of service before self, the official release said. Despite being grievously injured, Colonel Babu led from the front with absolute command and control, despite hostile conditions, to deter the vicious enemy attack at his position, it said. In the skirmish that broke out and ensuing hand-to-hand combat with enemy soldiers, he valiantly resisted the enemy attack till his last breath, inspiring and motivating his troops to hold ground, it said about his role during the Operation Snow Leopard. The release said Colonel Babu has been awarded the Mahavir Chakra for displaying exemplary leadership, astute professionalism and supreme sacrifice in the line of duty. The Indian Army has already built a memorial for the gallants of Galwan at Post 120 in eastern Ladakh. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has approved a proposal to levy a green tax on old vehicles which are polluting the environment. Proposal will now go to the states for consultation before it is formally notified, said Ministry of Road Transport and Highways. Transport vehicles older than 8 years could be charged green tax at the time of renewal of fitness certificate at the rate of 10% to 25% of road tax. This comes after the government in November announced that a cabinet note has been written for the new vehicle scrappage policy in India. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highways has reportedly formulated a note on the creation of an ecosystem for voluntary and environment-friendly phasing out of old polluting vehicles. A month before that, a cabinet note on the issue was ready and sent for further consultations with the stakeholders on PMO directions. U.S. House Democrats delivered the impeachment case against Donald Trump to the Senate late on Monday for the start of his historic trial, but Republican senators were easing off their criticism of the former president and shunning calls to convict him over the deadly siege at the U.S. Capitol. It is an early sign of Trump's enduring sway over the party. The 9 House prosecutors carried the sole impeachment charge of incitement of insurrection across the Capitol, making a solemn and ceremonial march to the Senate along the same halls the rioters ransacked just weeks ago. But Republican denunciations of Trump have cooled since the January 6 riot. Instead, Republicans are presenting a tangle of legal arguments against the legitimacy of the trial and questions whether Trump's repeated demands to overturn Joe Biden's election really amounted to incitement. What seemed for some Democrats like an open and shut case that played out for the world on live television as Trump encouraged a rally mob to fight like hell for his presidency is running into a Republican Party that feels very differently. Not only are there legal concerns, but senators are wary of crossing the former president and his legions of followers who are their voters. Security remains tight at the Capitol. Senator John Comyn from Texas said if Congress starts holding impeachment trials of former officials, what's next? Could we go back and try President Obama? He said. Besides, he suggested, Trump has already been held to account. One way in our system you get punished is losing an election, he said. Arguments in the Senate trial will begin the week of February 8, and the case against Trump, the first former president to face impeachment trial, will test a political party still sorting itself out for the post-Trump era. Republican senators are balancing the demands of deep-pocketed donors who are distancing themselves from Trump and voters who demand loyalty to him. One Republican, Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, announced on Monday he would not seek re-election in 2022, citing the polarized political atmosphere. For Democrats, the tone, tenor, and length of the upcoming trial so early in Biden's presidency poses its own challenge, forcing them to strike a balance between their vow to hold Trump accountable and their eagerness to deliver on the new administration's priorities following their sweep of control of the House, Senate, and White House. Biden himself told CNN late on Monday that the impeachment trial has to happen. While acknowledging the effect it could have on his agenda, he said there would be a worse effect if it didn't happen. Biden said he didn't think enough Republican senators would vote for impeachment to convict, though he also said the outcome might well have been different if Trump had 6 months left in his term. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.